Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today on Live Talk, we're looking at the future of the opposition party, Citizens Coalition for Change, following the announcement by its leader, Nelson Chamisa, that he had nothing to do with Citizens Coalition for Change party, citing infiltration by ZANU-PF and its agents. The ruling ZANU-PF party has denied this allegation. But first, let's take a look at what happened in The Hague today. The International Court of Justice has ordered Israel to take action to prevent acts of genocide as it wages war against Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip. But it stopped short of calling for an immediate ceasefire. Ruling on a case brought by South Africa, the court said Israel must ensure its forces do not commit genocide and take measures to improve the humanitarian situation for Palestinian civilians in the enclave. In the ruling, 15 of the 17 judges on the International Court of Justice ICJ panel voted for immediate measures, which covered most of what South Africa asked for, with the notable exception of ordering a halt to Israel military action in Gaza.
The court considers that, with regard to the present situation, Israel must, in accordance with its obligations under the Genocide Convention, in relation to Palestinians in Gaza, take all measures within its power to prevent the commission of all acts within the scope of Article 2 of the Convention, in particular, A, killing groups members of the group, B, causing serious bodily or mental harm to members of the group, C, deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part, and D, imposing measures intended to prevent births within the group. The court recalls that these acts fall within the scope of Article 2 of the Convention when they are committed with the intent to destroy in whole or in part the group as such. The court further considers that Israel must ensure with immediate effect that its military forces do not commit any of the aforementioned acts. Measures are addressed. Court on all measures taken to give effect to this order within 1 month as from the date of the order.
South African Foreign Minister Naledi Pandor welcomed the ICJ ruling.
We are satisfied that the provisional measures that we sought to be addressed would be addressed by the court. And I believe if you read the convention very carefully, the matter of how a war or conflict is conducted is not elaborated. I would have wanted that the word cessation is included in the judgment.
That there was South African Minister of Foreign Affairs Naledi Pandor. Now back to our main story. In an exclusive interview with VOA Studio 7's Blessing Zulu, Chamisa had this to say.
We are very clear. We have made a very bold stance. We have defined and drawn a line in the sand to say we need a properly elected government in Zimbabwe, a return to legitimacy, a return to majority rule, a return to majority happiness, a return to majority prosperity.
How is that possible, Mr. Chamisa?
That is only possible when we have respected the people and respected our God in heaven. So, yes, we are saying enough is enough of all these recalls being instigated by ZANU-PF and obviously supported by Mr. Mnangagwa.
Why blame Mr. Mnangagwa when his party is saying that it is factionalism within your party?
Because he's also the one who is presiding over the fiscals of the nation. We can't waste resources of our country over by-elections that are illegal, that are criminal. We must take those resources to cholera, to supporting and mitigating against the disaster that is coming, drought, and other social priorities that we must focus on. So we don't want to be part of a charade. We don't want to be part of a circus. We want to draw a line in the sand and say, going forward, we can't be poodles of ZANU-PF.
But what is the way forward?
We want this country to be governed properly, accountably, and of course democratically. So that is our position, and we hope that people understand that we are drawing a line in the sand so that we create a new chapter, new politics, a new path, and we galvanize Zimbabweans together.
What is the end game here?
So that we build a strong citizens movement, not just a political party. Political parties don't liberate nations. Liberations come from movements. You know, the liberation movement was a collection of different stakeholders and citizens coming together to say, this is how we want to be governed. And of course, we have a right as a people to also indicate how we want to be governed. We can't have a cycle, a vicious cycle of disputed elections, contested elections, rigged elections, and people suffering, over 5 million people in the diaspora, people flocking to go into the diaspora on account of bad governance. Enough is enough, and we want to draw a line in the sand and correct the situation.
And that there was Nelson Chamisa, the former leader of CCC, speaking to Studio 7's Blessing Zulu. The self-appointed interim secretary general of the CCC, Sengezo Shabangu, says he's disappointed that Chamisa has walked away from the party.
Well, we are not angry. We are just disappointed that the leader decided to walk away without really giving an indication, giving a signal that he was going to walk away. But we wish him well. We know that he's gifted in preaching. We hope that he's going to open a church and preach the gospel of God, because politics and church, those are two different things. So we hope that he is going to endeavor his gifted ability in that arena. So we wish him well. But the party is going to be intact. The party is going to rejuvenate the party, because we are going back to the basics. We are reconfiguring the party. We are formalizing the structures. We will be preparing for the Congress. So this, in a way, is going to build a sense of ownership within the membership at large.
You said you're following the 2019 Congress. So who takes over the leadership of CCC now?
The collective leadership will sit down and is going to continue sitting down, consulting, engaging, and making appropriate decision. So we expect that they will announce and recommend who should lead in this on interim basis before we go to Congress. So we have got capable women, we've got capable men, tried and tested, who can really fill the vacuum. So the party is still intact, and I've got no doubt in the back of my mind that we are going to get stronger.
That there was the self-appointed interim secretary general of the CCC, Sengezo Shabangu. A former member of the CCC, Precious Dina, says she stands by the decision made by her former president, Nelson Chamisa, to abandon the party.
When a president advocate Nelson Chamisa, Randifadza Shukuru, and Nagurara Nyumfaru, Isusema citizens, Tafarira Donoratura, when a president advocate Nelson Chamisa, nekuti tiripachirangano chatiri kuda isusu ichange. Saka same citizen ndinoti president matigonera matifadza zvikuru nekuti musha we CCC wasviba, musha we CCC wazarazano, musha we CCC uri kushandwa naShabangu. Asi isu sema citizen chinangwa chedu hatidzokere shure, tichateera president advocate Nelson Chamisa kwese kwavanoenda. Ningati ndichitaura ndakatarisana nema member of parliament edu nemakanzura edu. Chaningada kukukurudzirai vakomana, hakuna kumwe kwamunogona kumtimirira muri kuparliament kana masiya vaChamisa. Ndingango kukurudzirai kuti mumwe nemumwe, kana uchiziva kuti uri member of parliament, unoziva kwawakabva, baba vako unovaziva, baba vedu ndi president advocate Nelson Chamisa. Saka makanzelas nema MPs edu vasara vari kuparliament, zvakwamuri kuteera kune upenyu pane kuramba makango mbunyikidzwa nezanu PF iyo iri kushandisa Shabangu. Nyaya yeregalia is problem. isusu tava kutochinja ndambotaura ndikati pachafira vachamisa ndopatichafira pavachavata ndopatichavata chavachadya ndicho chatichadya tichateerera danho rapresident haisi dambudziko kutenga rigalia harisi dambudziko kuchinja rigalia chakakosha ndechekuti tafarira kuti president vedu vaita move on. President wedu tinoziva kuti mutungamiriri ane rudo, mutungamiriri anotya Mwari, mutungamiriri asingafariri kugara panorangana vakaipa. That's why maona president vasvika pakutora danho irori rekubuda zvavo voti aiwa kwete ini chisara ine triple C yenyu. Chisara ine danga mombe tiri kuenda nadzo nekuti mukuru wedu hatisi kuzorega kumutevera.
That there is a former member of the Triple C, Precious Dina, in Harare. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Today, we're discussing the future of the opposition Triple C. To discuss the issue, we are joined via Skype by Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF and Tawanda Jokora. And we'll also be calling in on Dr. Ricky Mukonza later on. But welcome to Live Talk, gentlemen.
And thank you, marvelous. Thank you, Maria Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. And I start with you, Mr. Jokora. Did you see it coming, the departure of your leader?
Well, I think a lot of people saw it coming. The attacks were incessant. The attacks were just too much. You could see that President Chamisa and Triple C were the target of a well-planned attack by ZANU-PF using, of course, its surrogates, people like Mr. Shabangu. And, you know, it was becoming apparent that something had to be done. The president took action. He did what he had to do. I don't think he had a choice. Living in an environment, a toxic environment that we have, the political environment, toxic political environment that we have in Zimbabwe, where the state, the parliament, and even the courts, in their wisdom, they decide to get involved in the politics of an opposition party, and worse, they decide to become partisan. They decide to prop up an unknown individual, to prop up a person who is not an official of the party, who wakes up one morning and says, I'm the secretary general or acting secretary general of this movement. It has never been seen. It has never been done. There's no precedent of what happened. So this is what happened. ZANU-PF, invested a lot in trying to destroy Triple C. When we talk about these things, we are told that it's propaganda, it's opposition propaganda. But we know that the Sunday News in South Africa published an article 4 years ago saying that ZANU-PF has invested $6 million into the destruction of the opposition. This is the manifestation of that article. This is the manifestation of the efforts, the incessant efforts that have been put by ZANU-PF and Mr. Mnangagwa to destroy the opposition. But what they do, what they only manage to do here is to destroy a name. But what is in a name? You know, the name of an opposition party does not address the fundamental issues of a people. The issues that are there, the issues of Zimbabwean people, will not be resolved or solved by a name or by a color. They are resolved by a person, and that person who is trusted by Zimbabweans, who is trusted by millions, whom millions of Zimbabweans has chosen to stand with, including myself, including many other people in the diaspora who have said that they stand with President Chamisa. And I think even Mr. Mnangagwa himself, one day you hear him say he stands with President Chamisa. So essentially what they're saying is the citizen movement cannot be destroyed.
If I may come in there, Mr. Jokora, and say, were there any consultations in your party, Mr. Jokora, before Mr. Chamisa's bombshell yesterday?
Of course, people, there are always ongoing consultations, internal consultations that are done. Is it possible that someone can just wake up one day and say, this is what I'm doing? Don't you think that you would have sat down with some people to consult, to map the way forward? It's practically impossible that one person can come up with that kind of a decision.
Thank you. I'll come to you now, Mr. Mabaza. You're listening there. We heard, you know, the former CCC president, Nelson Chamisa, alleging that your party is to blame for what we saw happening in Zimbabwe, especially where we saw the recalls coming in and Sengezo Chabangu. You know, Mr. Chamisa is alleging that your party is responsible for Chabangu.
The first thing is the sign of a bad captain is the one who jumps ship when the ship gets into turbulences. Can you imagine a pilot who jumps airbound because there is a problem with the plane? Chamisa is an example of a very bad leader, a person who is not focused, a person who focuses on himself, a person who runs away when there is the first sound of opposition, the first sound of problems. So if you cannot contain a problem in a small political party like CCC, how would you contain the problems of the country? Chamisa is a danger to himself, a danger to the ministers, to the MPs around him, a danger to Jokora, a danger to every member around him. Because when things get bad, he runs away and he leaves you there. He does not even give you time. Where on earth have you found a person forming three parties in less than 4 years? Why? Simply because there has been opposition to him. It's a man who believes in himself and himself alone. Chamisa actually tried to change the democratic opposition politics we have in Zimbabwe by creating a Chamisa Chete Chete tantrum, which does not help anybody. You see, if you look at that mantra which Chamisa had created, that it is him or nobody else. If anybody points a finger at him, he points at ZANU-PF and he runs away. It's not the first time that Chamisa has survived in a new formation of a party. Remember when Tsvangirai formed MDC and there was a problem, Chamisa was part of the team which ran away and formed an MDCT. When others formed MDC, Job Scala, MDC, Nube, and other different MDCs, which are Mangoma and others formed, Chamisa was one of the in that group which formed a new party, which was now called MDCT. And then when Chamisa grabbed the power from Tsvangirai on his deathbed, he realized that people were not liking what he's done. There was a problem. He left quickly. He blamed ZANU-PF, and he formed his own party, the CCC. And why he blamed ZANU-PF, even if he knew very well that his fight was coming from the Secretary General, his name was called Monzora. But he still blamed Monzora on ZANU-PF. Well, he donated him to us, but he was never ZANU-PF. And now, another Secretary General in his own party again, the CCC, the one called Sengezo Chabangu, came up, pointed out the problems. We have always said on this platform that a party without structures, it's heading for disaster. Jokora argued and said, no, it is called a strategic ambiguity. The strategic ambiguity has now driven the whole party into an ambiguity, which is now a painful thing to do. People are not happy out there. We can Jokora can come here and lie and try to kiss the feet of Chamisa by saying what was done was right. There is no person who can bend the whole house down because there's a rat. Nobody can point the country because they're enemies in the country. We actually try to build together. The democratic position of Zimbabwe is actually undermined by the people like Chamisa, who would run away at every challenge. What challenges could he face if these challenges come to the country? He's a dangerous person, and it is like him. He should stay away from there, and very soon he'll come up with a new party, new color, but he'll run away again if somebody challenges him.
Regaitinzwe vadzokora taura itinzwe muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa navamavaza. Munoti nezvavari kutaura izvi tiri kuona isu kuti vamavaza vari kuti pari zvino zviri kuitika mubato ravo hazvinei nechekuita nezanu-PF. Muri kuvazora mafuta enguru yavasina kudya.
Muri kuvanzwa vamavaza vari kusimbirira kukanda zvibhakera kuna President Chamisa ndo zvavaka. Zvavanobhadharirwa mari ndo zvavari kugarira kuUK kuti vaite basa ravari kuita iroro. Saka zvavari kuita izvi vari pabasa. Ngavaramba vachikanda zvibhakera kuna President Chamisa. Havasiriwo vanovhika, vanovhikirwa nevanhu vakavakomberedza. Hakuna kana chibhakera chimwe chete chasvika kuna President Chamisa. Zviri kuitika muZimbabwe sekutaura kwandamboita. Chero tikatora namesake yaNelson Chamisa, the great Nelson Mandela, tikamukanda muenvironment yemuZimbabwe inana Mavaza, nana Munangagwa nezanu-PF zvigebenga, unongoona kuti chichero iye Mandela wacho would have done the same thing zvaitwa naPresident Chamisa. Nyaya vari kutaura yemapato kuti kwazoita bato razoichinja zita razodai, aiwa, ivo vezanu-PF vanotozviziva kuti hamunei struggle, revolution, ainei nezita, ainei neruvara, ainei nekala. Ndosaka ivo vakatanga vachinzi NDP ikasplita ikaenda kuZanu, kukaita ZAPU, kamboita inzi Frolizi. ZANU yacho iyoyo ikasplita, kukaita ZANU Ndonga, kukaita ZANU Mwenje, kukaita ZANU PF, tacha yako yakunzi ZANU PF iyoyeyo. Kazo iyo ZANU PF yacho yatinayo ikasplita, kukaita ZUM, kukaita Simba Makoni, kukaita uyu mukadzi wekusaning deo Margaret Dongo. Zvinhu zvakagara zvichingoitika, zvinhu zvinoitika kana vanhu vachirwisana nemadikteta akaita seZANU-PF, akaita savamunangagwa, anenge achipindira munyaya dzedu, hakusi kuzora mafuta. Zviri pachena zviri kuitwa navamunangagwa kuti ndo vanopinda mumatongerwo munenge zvinenge zvichiitika mukati memusangano wevanhu, vachibhadhara vanhu mari, vaipa vanhu urombo muZimbabwe husingaite hwekuti munhu akapiwa $200 akapiwa $1,000 ari kutengesa nyika, ari kutengesa musangano. Zvinhu izvozvo zviri pachena. Chero vakuru vanhu vari kumaruzevha chaivo vanotozviziva kuti vamunangagwa ndo vari kukonzeresa mhirizhonga mubato revanhu.
Thank you so much. Tina kola vari paline. Halo kola, makadii?
Takasimba, makasimba, utete Mavilas.
Aiwa, takasimba, tiri kutaura nani, muri kupi?
Muri kutaura na Lawrence Gwena kuSouth Africa.
Taurai tinzwe, muri kunzwa iri mugango iyi.
Nyaya iripo iyi ndaona kuti nhasi ndazvira ndichitera pasocial media po. Vanhu veZANU-PF vapanika nedanho ratohwana vachamisa. Nekuti vari kuziva kuti ndivo chidhoma chabatwa. Saka vakutanga kupopota vachisvora zvavaita. Zvese zvana vashabangwe izvi taizviziva, isu sevatsigiri veTCC taizviziva kuti vashabangwa vasi vega, vane vari kuvatuma.
Saka imi dai vachamisa vakateerera pari zvino maivati chii mune ramangwana rebato renyu? Nokuti tiri kunzwa apa zviri kutaurwa kunzi vakatombosiya mamwe mapato. Chii chavangaite kuti vagadzirise bato iri kana zvavari kuda kuita nguva inotevera?
Chatiri kuda kuti vaite vachamisa izvezvi ndechekuvhara maburi ese. Kubva tichibva kuMBC Alliance, pane zvatakatiza kuMBC Alliance. Panyaya dzemarecalls apa ndopatoda kuti vatange vagadzira ipapo, then toenda nyaya dzemadouble candidates vagadzire futi ipapo, then vochishandisa ivo neruzivo rwavo nevanhu vanovaadvise, zvatisingakwanisi kunge tichitaura pano pasocial media. Asi chandoda kugwirisa vachamisa ndechekuti vachamisa vane vanhu vakawanda, nekuti intelligence dzeZANU-PF dzakabika vana veZimbabwe kuti vazive kuti iyi ndo original opposition. Dzimwe dzese dzana Shabangwe nanani vachamisa varatidza kuti vane chido nevanhu pamwoyo.
Aiwa, mashoko makukutu chaiwo. Tinokutendai mukoma Lawrence. Tombodzoka kwamuri vamavaza. Muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa nakola, munoti chii?
Mukoma Lawrence, vanyatsonanga dambudziko.
Halo, mukoma Lawrence, rambai muripo, timbonzwa vamavaza. Taurai tinzwi.
Mukoma Lawrence, vanyatsonanga RCCC. Vanyatsotaura zvavanoda kuti zvigadziriswe, zvavaona kuti ndoo madhambitanana anga ari kuitwa navachamisa. RCCC yakabika mbotsa, yakaita madzanambwanana. Takabvira pano tichitaura kuti aiwa, hakuna bato rinofamba rakatsinzina murima rinobondera. Kubondera kwakuita uku kwakungoda kungopukita hayo misodzi nereza vachiti aiwa tiri kuchemedzwa nezanupf. Haungatsvage akutosora iye uchigocha mhiripiri. Kana uchinge watongotanga bato, bato risina mastructures, bato risina constitution, bato risina tsananguro yekuti mutungamiri ndiani, anotungamira sei, haukwanisi, hauna kana kodzero, hauna raramiro yekutaura kuti pane akuvhiringa, nekuti wazvivhiringa woga. Vachamisa nemadutyi avo kana nevanhu vakavapoteredza vakabika voga mbodza dzavo. Mbodza inozvimbira, iko zvino vazvimbirwa vashayiwe kupomera. Ketatu ngekuti bato kana tichida kurwisana neutongi hwenyika, hatisi musvondo asi tiri kumatongerwo enyika. Saka ZANUPF, ini senhengwe ZANUPF, handingatombotsamwa ndikaona vachamisa vachirwa mubato mavo, nekuti ndozvandinoda kuti titonge. Ndasaka isu ticharamba tichingotonga, vacharamba vachingofoma mapati avo akasiyana-siyana. Dzokora ataura nyaya yemapati akafoma akasiyana-siyana. Bato reZANUPF harina kumwachuka. Vakamwachuka vakaenda nanhasi hapaino kwavari. Asi ZANU yakaramba iri ZANU, nanhasi iZANU. Tiri kungotonga seZANU. Saka isu toti aiwa vachamisa ngavagare pasi, vadzidze matongero, ngavanyatsoteera vanzwe kutonga. Nekuti muofisi muna vamunangavo.
Tinotenda vamavaza. Regai tipewo vadzokora manzwa zvataurwa nakola Lawrence achiyambira iye vachamisa nebato ravachange kana kuti nezvavari kuda kuronga kuita mune ramangwana. Munoti nezvataurwa nakola?
Aiwa, ndizvozvo chaizvo. Vapresident Chamisa mutungamiriri anoteerera zvinenge zvichibva kuvanhu, zvinenge zvataurwa nevanhu. Mukaona pese pavanozenge vaakuita zvinhu, vanenge vatotaura nevanhu. Iko zvino muchavaona zvakare vachifamba vachitaura nevanhu. Vanhu ngavateerere zvinenge zvichibva kumusangano, kwete zvekuteerera fake news dzinoswera dzichigadzirwa nana Dr. Mavaza. Dr. Mavaza munhu mukuru, andoswera achitogadzira maposta, achitonyora mastatement achinzi aya abva kuCCC, Mike Cole ndova replace President Chamisa. Hakuna zvakadaro. Regerai vamavaza zvamuri kuita nechinewspaper chenyu chamakavhura chiya, kugara muchigadzira fake news, muchipa vanhu fake news. Vanhu vanoteerera zvabva kumutungamiriri wavo, zviri kubva kuna President Chamisa. And nanhasi tinenge tichiti ndivo the people's president. Vanogona kunge vakaresigna kubva kuCCC, but he remains the people's president. Saka tinoramba tinavo, tinoramba tichifamba navo.
Thank you there. I think our caller is still on the line. Lawrence, muchiripo here pa line up?
Ndiripo tete Marvelous.
Chitaurai mazwi enyu ekupedzisira mukoma Lawrence.
Mazwi adi ekupedzisira ndekuti ticharamba isu sevatsigiri vavanesoni Chamisa, ticharamba takamira navo. ZANUPF yakarwadzirwa nekukundwa kwayakaitwa. Vari kuti hanzi vachamisa havana mastructures. Vanhu vakatanga kukomplena nenyaya dzemastructure iZANUPF vachida kuisa vanhu vavo, kuzosikapa kuti vakatoisa munhu wavo anonzi Shabangoni. Saka kubuda kwaita vachamisa ndo zvanga zviri muvanhu zvatata kutarisa kuti ahonga vachisiya chinhu ichi.
Thank you, mukoma Lawrence. Thank you, and also thank you to our guest. There we had Tawanda Dzokora, and we also had Mr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANUPF, who were weighing in on what we saw unfolding yesterday when the former leader of CCC, Nelson Chamisa, threw in the towel, saying that he had abandoned the CCC, and we still await to see what is going to happen in the future. And, thanking everybody, those that are live streaming with us also. Time is not on our side, so I'll just say thank you. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.